With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts entitled, First Be Veg, Then We Can Develop Sustainable Technology, in which Supreme Master Qinghai discussed the importance of the plant-based diet in relation to the development of new technology to address climate change.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
At least 50% total greenhouse gas emissions are coming from animal meat and dairy products. And it's not I who said this. It's all proven, researched, confirmed, and published by the top scientists of the whole world. If we only focus on the green energies, like solar panel, wind power, etc., it won't have much of an effect, I am so sorry to say. I have to tell you the truth, because this is also my planet. Your island could be my residence in any time in the future. I might love your island, I might want to go there. So, I want to protect your island. I want to protect my planet. So I have to tell you everything. Although I might offend somebody or I might not be very popular for doing this, but I have to tell you the truth. Because green energies is not an urgent task for us to handle right now. Because green energy only tackle the effect of maybe aerosol, CO2, which is not the urgent issue of global warming, the producer. The global warming effect comes from rising livestock, from animals. So if we continue on the green energy, then we don't have much an effect to stop global warming, because their effectiveness will be canceled out by the large amounts of greenhouse gases that we generate by consuming meat and the meat industry. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com for more detailed reports on this and many other concerned matters. So in order to call ourselves a low carbon or carbon-free society, we must eliminate our meat consumption, because that is the number one cause. We could say that is the only cause for our climate change. That is our meat consumption, eh? This is in line with the recommendation of the world's leading climate experts, like chair of the IPCC, Dr. Pachauri, who is a vegetarian himself for the environment's sake. In fact, if we focus on shifting people to be vegetarian or vegan, it will save us much more money than green technology, And of course, it's much more effective. And I urge you, the government leaders, because our time is running out. We have to act on this now. Please explain to your co-citizens this important truth and tell them we must work together to become animal-free consumers. We have a very short time to save our planet. We have a great planet to save. We have great precious treasure that is our children to save. And besides, the government and the people have nothing to lose by being vegan. For the environment, the absence of livestock will bring about much less pollution and less waste of water and food resources. For the citizens, they are a perfect, nutritious, delicious alternative to animal products nowadays. And, as we heard in the doctor's lectures, the vegan diet is also the best for our children. It's a win-win solution, as stated by Dr. Pachauri. And necessary to save the planet. Please, please, I ask Jeju, don't just be a model province, but be a one true, heroic, courageous model for the whole world. We need Jeju's support.
One of the things that we do as an organization is encourage people to go to green businesses and support the business owners who are doing it right. So first I'd like to invite you to come to DC and we will go out to a nice vegan meal together.
Wow.
At one of the restaurants.
Be my honor, God's willing. Thank you.
One of the things we really like to do is point out people who are doing it right, people who are succeeding and helping us live a more sustainable way. And thankfully there are many recent examples of people, communities coming together to live a more sustainable way. And for instance, right here in DC, Ms. Michelle Obama has created an organic community garden, a vegetable garden.
Right.
And school children from nearby schools come by to help maintain that garden.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So I want to know from you specific examples of things that we can do together as communities to really bring about a sustainable planet.
Right. Huh. Good question. Good question. Yeah. Bravo to America's First Lady, Michelle Obama. She is my First Lady. Wonderful. That is the true First Lady, huh? She has taken the lead by example. You know, in our old system of kings and queens in China and Vietnam, we call the queen mother of the nation. So, Mrs. Michelle Obama is worth to be called that. She has taken the lead by example. She even said that her family feels more energetic and healthier from eating the organic vegetable, local grown. Imagine if every neighborhood in the United States had an organic veggie garden like that. Huh? For sharing fresh, healthy vegetables with everyone. There are reports about organic vegetable farming that it is quite profitable. And the demand for organic vegan foods now is growing faster and faster around the world. So one thing we can do is encourage more organic vegan farmers market. Farmers markets are more and more popular in the United States now because it's fresh, it's quality, and it's local. So there is less transportation pollution. But interestingly, studies show that eating locally is not as good as eating veganly. For example, scientists at Carnegie Mellon University calculated that a vegan diet reduced over 7 times the emissions compared to a 100% local meat diet. So, see? Eat vegan is better than eat local, even local meat. In Spanish, loco means crazy. We don't eat local meat. Now, in another study, Food Watch in Germany found that switching from a meat diet to an organic meat diet saved only 8% of emissions. But switching to a non-organic vegan diet, even non-organic vegan diet, reduced 86% of emissions. So we save the planet by being vegan, even non-organic. So actually, organic is good. Local is wonderful. But the first step is at least being vegan, organic or not. Organic, of course, is the best. Because when we plant all the tillable acres on our planet organically, then the CO2, the carbon dioxide, which exists already in our atmosphere, will be absorbed 40%. Then we're happy. Our planet definitely survive. Now, the vegan lifestyle is the greenest lifestyle. Right or not? Thank you. Thank you. Good children of God. Because even organic meat is actually not eco-friendly at all. It requires even more land and more energy than the non-organic meat in meat farming. Can you believe it? So it doesn't even help to try to raise animals organically. The so-called sustainable free-range organic poultry, for example, need 20% more energy and have a 20% higher, bigger impact on global warming than non-organic poultry farm. Think about that. So, we've been misled all the time. This is a terrible thing about this negative power in this world. It makes us believe things that is not good for us at all. From now on, we have to try to do research and believe only what's good for us. And we have to research until we really find that this news, this information is truly reliable and believable. By example, by proof. Otherwise, just don't listen to anything anybody else say if they don't prove it. Similarly, organic eggs were found to have 14% higher carbon footprint than non-organic eggs. So there we are. And even though you don't use fertilizers, the benefit could be canceled out because of the increased land use. Therefore, only the vegan lifestyle is truly sustainable. We have covered moral, ethical, scientific, and physical benefits of a vegetarian diet. Not because of only a moral or ethical or physical benefit, but because this is the easiest way for every one of us to contribute to save the planet, yeah? Before the government even do anything, before the technical development being offered, we already stop the global warming if we forsake that piece of meat and replace it with a piece of vegetarian protein, which is looks similar, tastes similar, and is even better in any way for our health, for our spirit, for our intelligence, and for our next life in heaven. We will be blessed right now even, not to talk about afterlife. So, I guess everyone should join in and be vegetarian. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, because it's the best. And the fastest way to save the planet. The best and the fastest way. And everyone can do it. No need even technique. No need even new energy. No need the government yet. We do it. We do our part. That's why I emphasize the vegetarian diet. And if the government join in and help us to promote more, wow, thank you so much. If we have developed better technology and produce it fast enough for us to use, thank you ever so much. But vegetarian diet, we must start right now. That's the best way, the fastest, and the safest way for us and for the children, our children. If you love your children, try vegetarian diet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Thank you, Earth-loving viewers, for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned. We wish you a peaceful and blessed weekend.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.